We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior
Dave
Stout.
And welcome everyone to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us. Yours truly, Dave Stout, our health journalist Bill Sardi. We have a lot to talk about today, and we are talking about common sense, natural health, and good science. You know, Bill, you brought up last week that this is a really incredible time to be doing a show like this. What are we all going to do? Modern medicine seems to be crumbling around us as we speak.
Well, we're going to try to divide this show, for those that are tuning in, into four segments every time. We want to keep throwing darts at modern medicine, not so much to pick on them or unfairly, because they're not here to defend themselves, though they wouldn't show up if we've invited them and they've never shown up. But the issue is that so many people in the public, so many consumers of healthcare want more of the same. They want more of a failed medical system. So we're trying to shake the tree and have the apples fall out and make sure that we can get everybody focused on how bad modern, how self-serving modern medicine is. So that's the purpose of that segment. Number two is we want to make sure in segment two, every time we're on the air, we offer some practical healthcare tips to everybody that we call them 5 and 10 cent cures, whatever they are. There's no commercial involvement on our part on any of these remedies, so that we can just, well, have a heart, throw our heart at people and tell people, look, we're really here for you and give you some practical healthcare tips because people are suffering and they're desperate and they want to know how to stay healthy. And we claim we have answers, but we don't want to always be commercially involved in every answer we give. Part three and four of every program are going to be remedies that our sponsors have, and our sponsor is Garlazyme, the world's first alkaline buffered garlic pill, and, of course, Longevinex, the unbelievably well-tested red wine pill. So everybody has it right from the top. That's what we're about, and that's what we're here. That's what we're going to do, and we're going to give it to you in priority. And sticking pins in modern medicine is not hard to do, David. And I don't care whether, you know, the stem cell data now has been falsified, everybody holding their breath. Oh, we're going to have stem cells, and then I'm going to get a new heart or a new liver or a new brain or something. They're going to grow a new something for me from these stem cells. And then it's a whole big industry, and they keep investing in it. And then the whole thing has been falsified, and this lady in Japan gets up and apologizes. And, you know, everybody has their heart, you know, on this thing because, you know, a loved one died of something or is suffering with something, and we hope maybe stem cells will be the answer someday. And now the whole thing. And it keeps having these kinds of two steps forward, three steps back with the stem cell fraud. So, and we can tell you, we'll have more time later. We have talked before that your body makes natural stem cells. All you need to do, you don't need an injection so somebody else can make a lot of money on you. You need to figure out how to make the stem cells survive so that your body regenerates and heals on it all. We'll talk to you more about that because we have some really good evidence on that in humans with pictures to prove it all. But here's the story, because modern medicine has something to sell, and it's fear. That's all it is. And so fearful women, afraid of breast cancer, and maybe have a family history of this, and then they put it out. You've heard this over and over over the years, David. Doubts about mammograms value raised again. And then there's more concern about the radiation from the mammograms even causing these tumors. I'd never let anything with radiation even get a close to a woman's breast because it's so sensitive to all of this. But here's the Wall Street Journal. They're just talking. They have a little chart. 10,000 women get annual mammograms over 10 years. What happens to those 10,000 women? Well, 190 get diagnosed with breast cancer if they're in the 40-year age group. There are going to be 27 to 32 deaths. There's going to be maybe they will avert one or maybe up to 16 of those deaths. That's a wide range. Maybe just one out of 10,000.
Out of 10,000?
They're going to overdiagnose who knows how many, up to 104 of these 190 cases. They're going to have 6,130 false positives. Scare the Hooterville out of 6,130 women, and they're going to have 700 unnecessary biopsies. So, you know, this is kind of what modern medicine's delivering. And, you know, it's not hard to pick on this. The question is, why do we go back for more? Why are we doing this? Because of fear.
How many false positives, Bill?
Well, false positives, 6,130.
So you're telling me that if 10,000 women go get a mammogram, that they're going to find maybe a couple of hundred cases and maybe save 1 to 16, and they're going to tell 6,000 women they have breast cancer and it's not going to be true?
Well, look, they're going to find a couple of hundred breast cancers, but they're only going to avert maybe one death or maybe 16 deaths
out of
that 200 cases. So they're going to save maybe one person's life, maybe 16. It's in that range. But the 6,130 false positives, it means women were told you may have the cancer. Oop, there goes the red light. Fear sets in. They didn't tell you how many of those women, out of fright, elected to have treatment that wasn't necessary. I mean, you know, this is terrible. Thousands of cases. So it means most of the mammography breast cancer industry is being run off of false positives and unnecessary tests and obviously treatment, because women are afraid and let's do something.
Hey, Bill, do mammograms prevent breast cancer or just find it?
They just find it, but they may induce it because of the radiation.
Yeah.
And I want to say that the biopsies are kind of give, oh, well, the oncologist, the pathologist and the oncologist looking at these slide tissues. And so they look and they say, well, it's neoplasia or hyperplasia. That's pre-cancer, but you heard the word cancer and you want it out. See, and the government's trying to stop the pathologist from using the word cancer. It's pre-cancer. You had it for years and decades. And, you know, I wrote a book on cancer, and we found that, you know, they had a series of women that where their breast tissue was examined on the autopsy table, just a series of women who died. And a lot of them, they did find breast cancer, but they didn't die of it. So it means about 90% of all the breast cancer that's treated was not mortal and did not need to be treated. Now, of course, when you run a whole industry and you run these mammography centers that got to churn so much money and they got break-even points and all this, and they've got to generate a break-even and make a profit. And so this is what they're doing, and women just don't catch the idea that this is some sort of conveyor belt they get on and they're not going to get off. It's that simple. And you know, this is just one of the things this week, this last couple of weeks. Now we've got the whole giant, the train turned around in the middle of the track, and instead of cholesterol and fat being the villain all along, they say it's refined sugar. It raises the risk of heart disease. They gave and did studies now in the last couple of weeks and showed that saturated fat does not increase the risk of mortal heart disease. What? How are we going to shake this phobia, this cholesterol and fat phobia? And it was really refined sugar, basically high fructose corn syrup that was, you know, it traveled around the globe on soda pop. So the soda pop, as it got around, they showed all these diets in the National Geographic magazine, every indigenous diet in the world, and on every table of people, whether they were in the Fiji Islands or East India or wherever, is that there was soda pop. And that's carried this diabetes epidemic and the heart disease epidemic around the globe. And but no apologies from modern medicine. And what is the answer to this? They're going to put more people on – we're going to come revisit this another day, but more people on statin cholesterol drugs, whether they need it or not now. This makes no sense out of the science. If you're one of the people, 30 million, who's taken statin drugs and have cholesterol phobia, you really need to do a rethink. And so this is kind of what goes on. But, you know, I just wanted to talk about things because people get concerned about issues, and one of the most fearful things is cancer. So in the last few days, we're early in April here, 2014, it says a new concept for treatment of cancer. They go on, This is at Science Daily. They explain the whole thing. It has to do with a little enzyme. And they say that they're working on a drug, and they're the first ones, the very first to show, and I have the report here, they are the first ones to show that if you use this, if you address this little enzyme, you can come at cancer in a different way and treat it. And they then go on to brag and say they're the first ones to come up with this concept. I have it right here, David. Food Chemistry Toxicology 2011, June issue. Lycopene from tomatoes, the red pigment in tomatoes, completely inhibits the enzyme that I just am talking about and handles this. Now, you know, what they're talking about is they're the first ones to make a synthetic molecule that'll become a drug and make them a fortune. But if the rest of us would like to know what is another way to address cancer, there's no commercials here. We're not involved in any red tomato products. We're just trying to tell you how modern medicine structures everything. And if there's something from nature, it'll get dismissed. But if there's something they synthetically cooked up and they're going to make billions off of it, then that's what you're going to get. And none of these lesser problematic remedies. So this is just kind of what goes on.
Bill, it's sad. And before we take our first break here on Have a Heart Health Radio, I think I want everybody to understand something. I think some people are under the impression that the reason we have a lot of drugs is because they work so much better than Mother Nature. But, of course, the economic structure is such that if you make a synthetic drug that works on this enzyme that you discussed, you make $1 billion, you just use lycopene or red tomatoes, and there's no money incentive. Bill, when we come back, you know, we did give out our toll-free number last week, and it's toll-free 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. We invited people to ask some questions, and one of the questions was about cancer. And I'll tell you what it was. When we get back, we're going to take a short break. Bill Sardi, Dave Statter, don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Statter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Health journalist Bill Sardi. Yours truly, health warrior Dave Statter. Bill, I checked out our toll-free line, and there were a couple of questions. I'll bring one of them up because of what you just talked about the lycopene, the red antioxidant in tomatoes, having a positive effect on cancer, already doing something that they're heralding a new drug discovery. One of the people said, you know, it would be a great public service if on our show that we would discuss all the wonderful natural things that you could do to prevent cancer. But I have a question first, Bill. Are we even allowed to talk about that?
There is a muzzle, and I understand it. The Federal Trade Commission and the FDA are concerned about charlatans and people that say, you know, this cures cancer. I've seen various comments online, pawpaw, there's a little fruit that maybe does this. There's, you know, so there's rhodiola, which is a little herbal product, what we call an adaptogen. Maybe it has a component in it that cures cancer. So you see these things, and then people out of their desperation rush for them. And so I understand the issue that government is concerned when these things are mentioned about cancer. But then we can't get to any truth. And, of course, modern medicine has no preventives for cancer. Isn't that interesting? Nothing to prevent it, but everything to treat it. And every treatment is ineffective. So they did say that maybe the anti-diabetic drug metformin is probably a very promising candidate. Of course, it depletes you of vitamin B12, induces fatigue and anemia. But the issue is that maybe metformin is a very good way, maybe the most promising thing to prevent cancer. It's kind of interesting. It's always a drug.
You know,
now, resveratrol, the red wine molecule, been likened to metformin in a lot of ways, and certainly doesn't deplete you of nutrients and certainly has more powerful action against cancer. Of course, we're commercially involved in another segment of the show. We will be talking about a red wine pill, resveratrol. And the issue is we're just talking in general here. I understand the issue of trying to keep the charlatans away, but we never are allowed to get to the point. And I think the big issue is to just talk about these things in general so that there is no commercial interest when we share with people and say whether it's lycopene. Interesting, they're beating the drum when it's a drug, but they don't beat the drum when it's lycopene, which is from tomatoes. So these are all promising things. These are news headlines you need to know about. Probably vitamin D is the most effective, most promising preventive for cancer that we can dream of. It chimes up the immune system. It really does a job here. And, of course, that's kind of being kept from view. So
I think I saw an article by a British oncologist who said that almost everyone he diagnosed with cancer had low vitamin D3, and he was beginning to think that taking enough vitamin D3 may be the single most important thing to prevent cancer. And that was from an oncologist.
In the meantime, we read headlines, don't bother about vitamin D and you're wasting your money. And the point is they did it off a contrived study where they use very low doses. They examine a number of studies. These are called meta-analyses. And so the public reads these and they don't get that the news media is in league with all of this misinformation and to keep the cancer industry going, to keep Wall Street going, to keep Big Pharma going on Wall Street. And of course, we're being gamed for more disease, and the public can't fathom this, David, that this, we're being gamed here and to stay away from the remedies that would really work and prevent disease. Everything to treat it, everything to diagnose it. I call it the detect and collect syndrome. But certainly, we know that vitamin D is low in the winter. We know cancer rates go up in the winter as well as heart disease and infectious disease, and yet we never put two and two together. And it would tell us sunlight in a bottle, vitamin D, would be a good thing in the winter months or if we're locked indoors or we're not, there's a lot of folks that are phobic about the sun, don't have very low vitamin D levels. The point is you don't have to prove that vitamin D prevents cancer. All you have to do is say, listen, if you have a very low vitamin D level, most Americans do, correct that. Why should a cancer patient have a low vitamin D level? We don't have to prove it works to treat or prevent it, but there's certainly no reason to allow that to continue on. And of course, doctors do and pay no attention to it. And we've called to task all the hospitals. When everybody enters a hospital, should have a vitamin D level because you're prone, your immune system's down, and you're prone to infections. Some of those infections are going to be mortal now that we have antibiotic resistance. They can't even treat them. So you should get a vitamin D level upon admission to any hospital.
Hey, Bill, you know, like you say, the FTC would be wary of two non-doctor types like you and me talking about implying anything is good for cancer. But I've had several of our customers come in, and their doctors have said to them, like after getting a diagnosis and talking about treatment, the person will say, well, doctor, is there anything I should do with my diet? And the doctor has said to them, diet has nothing to do with cancer. And it seems to me, isn't that a lot more harmful advice than me saying, I think I have an herb or a vitamin that might be preventive?
Diet does have something to do with cancer. Now, I don't think that diet alone is going to cure it once you get it, but I do think that...
Oh, yeah, but just tell somebody it doesn't have anything to do with it?
It's interesting that you know, there's lots of studies linking diet and cancer, and yet they tell you that once you get it, diet will make no difference. Now, it will make a difference, but let me tell you where in particular so we can get there. Low sugar. Yeah, sugar feeds cancer. You want low iron. So red meat and sugar are not for the cancer patient. And so the issue there is certainly sugar feeds cancer. Iron is a growth factor for cancer. So those are two things you can stay away from. And so, you know, this John Ely is a ELY from University of Washington, took patients, a couple of end-stage cancer patients with breast cancer, put them on a low-sugar diet with relatively high-dose vitamin C, and they're both, by the time he wrote this the paper about this, they had lived like 13 years, and they were considered end-stage, you know, the 13 years prior or something like this. So,
wow.
You know, if you get a low-sugar diet, as soon as your sugar levels go up, your immune system gets paralyzed. Your white blood cells will not track down and digest or kill off a cancer cell. A roaming cancer cell should be killed off by your white blood cells. These are called macrophages, natural killer cells, and neutrophils, and they digest or kill them. And they're lazy, and they won't do that if you have a high sugar level. So, gee whiz, you'd think an oncologist would certainly tell his patients, stay away from sugar and soda pop and all that if you've got any chance of surviving at all. And get out in the sun if you don't want to take pills and they're that phobic, because they've shown that people who get plenty of sunshine once diagnosed with cancer live three times longer by just getting sunshine. So the first thing you'd think out is get out in the sun. Or sunshine in a bottle, vitamin D. So these are just practical things that would tell us these are good for us. So,
Bill, is it true? I've heard that cancer cells metabolize something like 20 times the sugar of normal cells.
Right, and they make their own sugar too. So, but it doesn't help us to give them more refined sugar and paralyze our immune system.
Right,
that's our big thing. So, you know. We've got so many health tips on our question sheet today for the show. We can't even share all these things, David. I wanted to talk about, men, erectile dysfunction, impotence. It shows here a new study. It can be reversed. You don't have to keep taking Viagra tablets. And they just went on to show get your nutrition, exercise, drink less alcohol, and so on. And it really works. And we keep saying, that low-carb diet, no bread, no pasta, no rice, no refined sugars, and watch the alcohol, and you won't be using as many Viagra pills. And Viagra, the need for it says you have bad circulation, and that's usually because of high sugar levels. So, again, a low-carb diet would pay off. We've got heartburn. Okay, they're showing that melatonin, it's this little hormone they use, you know, for sleep. So it's our sleep hormone. And we make it in a little gland in the pineal body at the base of the brain. We can get it as a dietary supplement. They're showing it's a fabulous heartburn remedy. Maybe if you start taking a little melatonin at night before you go to bed, you'll calm down your heartburn condition eventually, and you won't need all those antacids, which aren't good for us in the first place, because once you don't have an acid stomach, you're prone to infections and all kind of manner of problems. So, you know, we're just trying to give you little tips here. Fibroids for women, they've discovered here that this is a common plague, younger and middle-aged women and ladies. You know, you want to get their hormone levels down. Once you get to menopause, they vanish. So it's all about hormones. So you get the natural phytoestrogens that calm down your hormones, like from flaxseed meal. That's the crushed seed. You can crush it yourself. Use miso soup. That's what the Japanese girls use. It's a wonderful way of regulating your estrogen. And, David, give them a tip. You're the health food store expert. By the way, Dave Stouter is the originator of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California, where he's broadcasting from at the moment. But what do you tell people in your health food store, women, like if they had fibroids, to calm down their hormone levels? Is that the DIM?
Exactly. And you bring out the good point about fermented soy foods, flax seeds. But diindolmethane, or DIM, is sort of the end product of, you know, we hear about cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. And yeah. They have something called indole-3-carbinol. And when your liver makes diindolmethane, it helps the liver not make the really aggressive inflammatory estrogens. Tends to bring balance. So there are plenty of things. You mentioned the red wine pill that we'll be talking about. That molecule resveratrol has a great effect on hormones. So the thing is, it doesn't surprise me that they're finding that a lot of these health issues can be taken care of with Mother Nature. Bill, we're coming up on a break, but I'll tell you, I have a question for you when we get back. It's come up a couple times, and a few weeks ago, a couple of customers brought to my attention a new breakthrough, a researcher using a niacin-based drug for longevity, and it sounded very promising, they were asking me if I could find it, and I kind of want to know what you have to say. So you are listening to Have a Heart Health Radio. Bill Sardi, Dave Stouter, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343.
If garlic wasn't so pungent and its odor so repulsive, it would long ago have replaced all modern medicines. Had the central focus of modern medicine been garlic instead of cholesterol-lowering pills, millions of Americans would be far healthier and wealthier today. Hello, I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and the newly available alkaline-buffered Garlazyme capsules that assuredly deliver allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, does so without garlic breath or odor. A patented matrix of alkaline minerals buffers stomach acid from destroying the enzyme that produces allicin in the digestive tract, and 9 seconds after the capsule shell dissolves, allicin is produced. Better yet, you can get Garlazyme, the world's best garlic pill, for less than $9 a month when purchased in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. Don't accept those imposter Allicin pills. Call 866-674-3955.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Health journalist Bill Sardi, yours truly, health warrior Dave Stouter. Now, being in a health food store, a lot of people bring things to me, bring articles, bring products that they want to know what I think, send me to websites. Well, Bill, I read a couple articles about a Harvard researcher, I think, or somebody up there using a niacin-like drug and having promising results for life extension, anti-aging. Is there something to this?
They used a derivative of niacin. Of course, it cost $35,000. I don't know what the number was. Is that a dose or a year? I don't know what it was. It was terribly expensive. And they used a riboside form, which, by the way, it is kind of funny because there's a little bit of it in milk, okay? But can you get enough of this riboside form of niacin and so on? And what did it do? Okay. What it did do was spectacular. And I hope everyone's listening on the planet. Okay. They reversed aging. Wait a minute. They didn't just slow aging. You live a few more years and you find you're not aging as fast. No, no, no. They reversed aging in an animal, in its muscle tissue, and they did it in 1 week, and the function and the markers in aging muscle in a mouse was reversed from the equivalent of age 60 in a human to age 20 in a week. How would we like that to happen for us? Now that's landmark. And then of course it was hold your breath, because we're going to come out with a drug that'll do this. Okay. Now we're going to go from A to Z for our audience. We're going to cut across the baseball diamond and run from first to third base and not touch second, just to help all of you. Don't go over to Big Pharma's answer over at second base. You don't need to go there. It's going to cost you a lot of money, and you haven't got the time. I mean, time, that's what life is all about. And while they cook up an answer, it's going to make $1 trillion. Because for them to come up with this answer, they need to make a synthetic drug. By the way, the preposterous idea that your doctors and Big Pharma is proposing to you every day is that nature doesn't have one molecule that works, but synthetic molecules that are man-made all work and are proven, and those are the ones that work.
Well, it makes all the sense of the world.
All of them that make, you know, and of course we're in love with them. Why, they're selling $864 billion of these drugs to us, and only $32 billion of dietary supplements are sold, which is what we're promoting. And of course we're second-rate citizens, because we don't hawk FDA-approved drugs. And of course everything is assumed to be FDA-approved, so therefore we don't even question the doctor. But here we are with this. Wait a minute. Bill, don't waste the audience's time. Is there something I can get today off the shelf that would do what happened in this mouse?
I want third base, Bill.
Okay. So let's try to get there for them as quick as we can. Look, your aging is a curse. I mean, shake your fist at God in the sky and say, look, why do I have to get old? Okay. You don't have to get old anymore. This is the aging is optional era. And let's tell you why. As you get older, you accumulate minerals. And so we'll go into this more another day, but you rust and you calcify. And it turns out that inside a cell, just think of a little circle in a cell, in the middle of that circle or cell, there's a little nucleus with a lot of genetic material. But in the area in between, called the cytoplasm, the watery cytoplasm, there's some little bodies in there, and there's 200 or 300 mitochondria. Those are the atomic power plants of the cell, and they make cell energy called adenotriphosphate or ATP. Okay, by the time you're 80 years old, only 4% of those things are working. Well, your heart muscle needs energy to beat. Basically, all of us go into heart failure because the mitochondria fail. Our brain doesn't think as well because we don't have any energy left in the brain cells. Okay, these are the critical areas. So how do I get the energy back in my cells? That's what this was all about. They found a form of niacin does this, because between the communication between the mitochondria in the watery cytoplasm and the nucleus where our genetic material is breaks down. And so they found that this niacin helps reestablish this. By the way, niacin on the shelf might work a little bit, but you got to use this derivative form. Okay, so the story is that they're not telling you what you can reach for off the shelf. Our sponsor's product, Longevinix, it's a red wine pill. I helped formulate it, and it works in a better way than trying to use niacin, and it reestablishes the communication between the nucleus and all this. And I have the paper here, and it talks about reestablishing mitochondrial balance and renewing mitochondria. And actually what the mitochondria do is they die off, and a whole bunch of parts of them are laying around in a cell, and they begin to whirl around in a circle, and they make a little chain, and then they break up into little parts. So it's called fusion first, a little chain, then fission, they break up into little parts, and they're brand new mitochondria. You can get brand new mitochondria again. And how do you do it? Well, they used a grape-derived antioxidant, resveratrol. And they tested resveratrol, and lo and behold, our sponsor's product, this is in animals, and Longevinix. And look, the mitochondria come back to life. There are more mitochondria in a cell after you've treated them with resveratrol, and even more with Longevinix. By the way, this is in the Journal of Oxidative Medicine and Cellular Longevity for March of this year, 2014. The pictures are astounding.
Well, Bill, this is radio, but I want to underline something you said. I want to make sure it didn't sort of go past people. So this red wine molecule that you could also get a little bit from grapes, resveratrol, had this great effect on the mitochondria. But you're saying the actual Longevinex product, which is a nutraceutical matrix, the one you formulated, worked better in the study than just
plain
resveratrol?
Well, the question is for our audience, will any red wine pill do? Can I just go to Walmart or somewhere? What was the name of that? What, Resvera what? And the answer to that is, well, maybe yes, no, because the doses they're using are not the same. And Longevinex has a special dose. The lower doses work. Some of the brands on the market, there's 432 of them, overdose you. How would you know you're using one has the right dose or might get the same effect in this laboratory test? Well, you won't. So the first branded product to be tested to see if it regenerates mitochondria, and the only branded product, is Longevinex a red wine pill? Now, you want to know about it, you can call 866-405-4000 and find out more. They'll send you reports about all of this, 866-405-4000. And I helped formulate this product. It's really the only science of any resveratrol pill out there, but red wine has wonderful molecules in it. There's no alcohol in this, and it shows that it does this. It activates a gene called SIR2 and 3. It's a survival gene that then activates a little gene called PINK1 and then another one called Parkin. And those genes all activate and reinvigorate the mitochondria of the body. And guess what? You're brand new again. You're 20 years old again if you want to follow the science.
Hey, I remember reading in Scientific American, Bill, a whole cover story on resveratrol. And a short quote just said, resveratrol is the only life extension molecule that's worked consistently in all models and across all laboratory settings.
But most Americans don't take it. They're confused. They feel they need to ask their doctor about it. We've been through this for 10 years. Unless their doctor recommends, insurance pays, and whatever. So here's this tremendous story that you can reverse aging in a week. And here's this story that it does it by activating the mitochondria. Here's the story that parallels this, that there is an off-the-shelf product proven to do this better than what they just reported, and it's a branded product off the shelf and available to you. Now, if that makes any difference to you, hopefully it does, because our sponsor, Longevinex, certainly wants you to know this for commercial reasons, but we think it's important for you to know it because this is a great big discovery in all the history of humanity. We can reverse aging. There is something off the shelf. You do not need to wait for modern medicine to do this. I imagine modern medicine would cook up a $10 a day pill to do this. But Viagra was $4 or more. No, Viagra is $9 a day. So, I mean, these kind of pills that Big Pharma comes up with. So if folks would like to get a little bit younger biologically, they might think of this.
Hey, Bill, for some of the people listening that are trying to figure out if we're just trying to give out good health information or what's the economic interest, let me just ask everybody a question. If if someone formulated a pill like that did that, would you want us not to tell you about it? It's really that simple. You could take advantage of it if you want to. I take it every day.
I just think that if folks are waiting around for their doctor to tell them and be the arbiter in this, it isn't going to happen. They're about disease, not getting young. They're about treating. They're about detecting, diagnosing, and treating diseases. We're talking about aging. We're talking about forgetting getting sick because most of the sickness is age-related disease. Why get old? But for most people thinking, well, I'm too old to even benefit. There's another sub-headline. You're never too old to benefit from. Let's try Longevinex, our sponsor's red wine pill, because of what it does. So, I think this is just a momentous day, but who's going to sort it out for people? And which I think for most people, they're going to ask for a permission slip from their doctor and then make sure it doesn't interfere with my drugs. And then, of course, if insurance pays only. And I think this is terrible. It's too bad that these kinds of things get mixed up. And there are so many commercial interests. We're a competing commercial interest, but David, you and I on this program only have one thing to sell, really, and it's truth. Beyond that, I don't think anybody should listen to us.
I'll tell you something, Bill. As I listen to you talk and I think back to you talking about lycopene, talking about resveratrol, this Longevinix product, it's fascinating to me that modern medicine finds something in Mother Nature that works and then runs off to try and make a synthetic drug that likely will cause some harm and cost us a lot of money, and we're supposed to sit on our hands and wait for it. Folks, you don't have to. You can take advantage of the kind of information you're getting on our show right now. Now, Bill, when we come back on our break, I want to ask you a little bit about, you know, there was some big boom in our understanding of antioxidants in the 80s, and people were really excited. But it hasn't always panned out like we thought. Are we missing something? We're going to try and address that question when we come back on Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go anywhere. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
If garlic wasn't so pungent and its odor so repulsive, it would long ago have replaced all modern medicines. Had the central focus of modern medicine been garlic instead of cholesterol-lowering pills, millions of Americans would be far healthier and wealthier today. Hello, I'm health journalist Bill Sardi. And the newly available alkaline-buffered Garlazyme capsules that assuredly deliver allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, does so without garlic breath or odor. A patented matrix of alkaline minerals buffers stomach acid from destroying the enzyme that produces allicin in the digestive tract, and 9 seconds after the capsule shell dissolves, allicin is produced. Better yet, you can get Garlazyme, the world's best garlic pill, for less than $9 a month when purchased in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. Don't accept those imposter allicin pills. Call 866-674-3955.
All right, everyone, we are back. Health Warrior Dave Stouter here with health journalist Bill Sardi talking about natural, common sense, real science approaches to health.
Now, can I call a timeout, David?
Yeah.
Okay, my timeout is this. I want to just follow up with our prior segment just one moment.
All right.
Okay, and what I want to say is this. Look, if you go to resveratrolnews.com, you probably don't know how to spell the word. R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L, resveratrolnews.com. And you'll see my story, and it's about a Harvard professor saying, wait around for this niacin-based medicine that's going to reverse aging. But in the story, it's in a Nebraska newspaper, that this scientist from Harvard admits that he and his wife take what? A resveratrol pill. They won't tell them what dose, what brand, but they take one. For years, that same researcher took Longevinix, our sponsor's product, okay? I can tell you that. And, well, you know, we noticed something at Longevinix. There are doctors who prescribe Longevinix. There's only 4 or 5 of them in the whole country. There are a whole bunch of other doctors who buy it at wholesale because they get a doctor's price, but they only want it for themselves and their family. They don't prescribe it to their patients. It'll put them out of business. Am I telling you anything here, audience? The elites get the vitamin pill that makes them live younger, not older. And they don't prescribe it for their patients. And the Harvard scientist isn't being genuine with you and telling you to wait until they make it a drug. Okay, timeout's over. I finished that. Go on with your antioxidant story.
No, Bill, it's a really good point. And I have some customers. I'll just add real quickly. I have some customers that are scientists, physicists, and they hobnob around with the people at Stanford. And we talk about supplements. We talk about resveratrol. And they say the same thing. These people are all taking Longevinix because it has the science. Well, I want to roll back just a little bit. I can remember years ago talking to one of the vitamin companies, and this guy was just – he was apoplectic. He said there was just more science on antioxidants than anything, but nobody was interested in antioxidants. They put out an antioxidant formula. Nobody knew what it was. Nobody knew what it did. Nobody was interested. But then we got a bunch of Science, Time Magazine, Newsweek. They all came out with it. And then everybody was kind of, okay, the more antioxidants we get, then we should be able to not age so much, not have as much disease. But the results aren't so clear. You have some people now even saying it was a bad idea. What are we missing in the antioxidant story?
We're missing a lot. The first line of defense in our body is our own body makes its own antioxidants. They're called enzymatic antioxidants. The three primary.
Not from food directly, in other words.
Not from food. The foods are backups, supplements are backups. So our body makes its own defense system, and those are enzymatic antioxidants. We'll give them to you scientifically. Superoxide dismutase, catalase, glutathione, and another one called heme oxygenase. The point is, it would be better, say some researchers, that we activated our own internal antioxidant system first before we tried to rely on what we're getting out of the diet or dietary supplements. And they're trying to point out that the most ideal way to do that is something that's not an antioxidant, but a prooxidant. That is, promotes oxidation. What are you talking about? Which direction are we going? Well, what they're saying is, look, if we have something that's mildly a biological threat that the body just perceives as a threat, it'll turn on that antioxidant internal system, and that would be the most desirable thing. Well, they found that probably the most profound way to do that is from a molecule in garlic called allicin. Now, our sponsor here is Garlazyme. They make a pill that assuredly creates allicin. It's destroyed. The enzyme that creates allicin is destroyed by your stomach acid. So a fresh garlic pill the way you're taking garlic, if you cook it, you destroy the enzyme that makes allicin. If you take a garlic pill, you won't make allicin because the stomach acid destroys it. You can get allicin if you completely crush and macerate a clove, but then you've got the issue of the pungency and getting it down your throat, and it burns, and of course the garlic odor and all of the after effects of garlic. Well, the Garlazyme folks have alkaline buffered their garlic powder, so it neutralizes the stomach acid. The allicin is assuredly made, and then you don't have the pungency and the garlic odor and garlic breath. And I think that's the big thing. You know, everybody would have been taking garlic, and this would have been over centuries ago, if garlic had an easy-to-use issue. It just never has. And that's been the problem. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had cholesterol drugs. We wouldn't have had all of modern medicine because of what garlic does. Well, if you can get a garlic pill that assuredly makes allicin, it triggers those internal antioxidants first. It is a noxious little pungent molecule that certainly the body says, oops, something's wrong, turn on the antioxidant defenses, and it turns on those internal antioxidants. Then it converts into being an antioxidant, from a prooxidant to an antioxidant, and it works at very, very low doses. And it says here that it even elevates your levels of vitamin C and E inside your body. So you don't even need to take so much of them from dietary supplements. And the benefits here are very unusual. I mean, you're talking about significant benefits all the way from infectious disease, all the way to heart problems, to blood sugar issues, and so on. And so they show this. This is a wonderful report here on what we missed in antibiotics, antioxidants. It's the Journal of Clinical Biochemistry, and they're talking about, it's a new article, and they're showing convincing data. I mean, they showed if you could get the fresh garlic and the allicin from it, the stomach cancer rate in areas where they use fresh garlic, that's how you'd get the allicin, is 3 in 100,000. In areas where they don't use a lot of garlic, it's 40 in 100,000. 3 versus 40 where they use garlic and don't use garlic. Now, the point is that you need to get the allicin. And, of course, we finally got a garlic pill that provides it.
Well, Bill, I have only one thing now. I don't know if they're legitimate, But some customers got me chasing over the internet looking for Allison Garlic, and the ones that at least make the claim, and I don't know if it's legitimate, but they, this one I found was like $90 a bottle.
Well, what's happening is they test these Allison pills. You can see them on gotoamazon.com. They test them in a water bath. That isn't what your stomach is. It's an acid bath. And so if you take acetic acid vinegar and test the garlic powder in that, it will not make any Allison. So these pills are not tested properly. They're labeled. They call it Allison potential, Allison yield. We call it Allison pretend. In humans, this was all done. The study was done. They used this alkaline buffered garlic pill, and it produces about as much Allison as a full clove of garlic, about 25 to 2,800 micrograms. By the way, there's a very popular Allison pill around, and it says it's 100 milligrams of pure Allison powder. It only has 250 micrograms of Allison. So that's one-tenth the amount you'd find in a fresh clove of garlic if it was crushed, or the Garlazyme pill, one-tenth, and it costs three times more. Now, the Garlazyme pill, if you're listening, it is the most inexpensive garlic pill on the market. You can buy three 1 month supply bags of Garlazyme, get one bag free. It'll cost you less than $9, about $8.60 a month, plus the shipping is free. Let me tell you how to get it. It's 866-674-3955. You don't even have to shop around. We've told people when you buy things, quality, service, and price, pick any two of the three. That's not true with Garlazyme. For the first time, you get the quality, the service, and the price. It is the lowest cost product, and it's the highest grade garlic pill. 866-674-3955. Shipping is free. What's not to like about Garlazyme? And I'm just reading from you, from this journal, telling you it is the most ideal antioxidant because it sets off your internal antioxidant system. And then, of course, it has unusual properties. Listen, anytime you get garlic, you're going to get selenium, you're going to get some B vitamins, you're going to get some sulfur. It's going to be good for you, whether you cook it, whether you use it as a fresh clove, whatever. But if you want the real first McCoy, the real article, the real item of Allison, that's the primary active molecule in garlic, you've either got to crush it and try to swallow down its pungency and get the garlic breath, or try Garlazyme, the alkaline buffered form, proven in human studies to produce the real Allison, and it's affordable and without the garlic breath and odor. Well, it's just what everybody wants. The Roman soldiers marched into battle chewing garlic cloves. It was their antibiotic. Well, I wish we were all that tough so we could do it. I've tried to chew garlic cloves, and it's okay one time, but your throat starts getting sore if you try to do it every day. There's some people will brag and say they do it, David, but for the rest of us, I think it might be a Garlazyme capsule, and I'll tell you, this is a real revolution. 866-674-3955. Leave your name and phone number. They'll call you back. You buy three bags. You get one bag free, 4 month supply. It's less than $9 a month, and the shipping is free.
It is. I tell you what, when you can get a Cadillac product, you don't have to pay a lot of money. That's pretty amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, we're just about out of time. I want to also remind you, if you want your question answered on the air, again, give us a call at toll-free 844-49-HEART, 844-49-4-32-78. We'll be back next week. Now, a lot of you know you can get this show on iHeartRadio, the app or the website. We'd love you to tell your friends and spread it around. We want to come here every week and give you health information you're not going to get anywhere else. And, you can listen to the radio a lot. You're not going to hear anything like this, and we're pretty much giving away for free. And I like what you said before, Bill. We only have one thing really to offer people. That's the truth. So we hope you'll – we're signing off. Say goodnight, Bill.
Good night, America. Well, I'm not going to sleep yet, but I got too much energy from these dietary supplements. I tell everybody, if I keep taking these pills, I'm going to die of nothing. Bye, audience. Thanks for listening. Join us next week.
All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week.